Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there. Guess what? It is Tell It Tuesday. Okay? We're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, talking about the opening of the heart. And she's going to be talking about that heart chakra. You know, the information she gives us on the chakras, it's very, very, very useful. So get your pads and your pencils out. Before we get started, I'm going to put everything out here. You know, heartfelt is what it takes. Those vaccines out there, please, please, people take them. Each one teach one, not each one kill one, okay? And we have to continue our prayers to go to New Orleans, New York, Mississippi, California, all over, because things are happening out there, and we're all in this together, and it's nothing like that positive energy going to move those people. And in order to move with our heart, in order to do everything right, we have to understand what victory is. And winning in life is not a matter of form or appearance. It has nothing to do with vanity. Victory in life ultimately hinges on whether one has truly fought, whether one has truly advanced. And in order to fight and advance, we must be able to open up our hearts and to move the hearts of others, because all of this moves from heartfelt. Keep it positive and you make it happen. Again, if you didn't have a good day today, guess what? You're going to have a better one tomorrow, because you're going to make that happen. We're going to play a little bit of this song to remind you, and then we're going to bring on Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb and The Healing of a Man's Heart, and many, many other things out there. Get your pads and pencils ready.
Help to the end.
the world go round. It's the people that make it happen, and it is a heartfelt effort. So with us this evening is Stephanie Haynes, and she's going to talk to us about opening the heart, giving us an example using that heart chakra. Stephanie, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes. Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. You know, I'll put this out here first. Thank you for taking our time to care and share with us. And I told them to get their pencils and pads ready because this education and this information can be very, very helpful. And on that note, I see your smile and joyful light. I see it. And I know you had a phenomenal day. And you're going to close us out so that we'll have a lot to think about this evening. So I'm just going to give it over to you. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So last week we talked about relationship with men and their partners and how men choose women like their mothers and how a man can actually keep a woman. So today, we're going to talk about the opening of the heart of that man. And then we're going to go into how to win a man's heart. You know, because we as women, you know, we sometimes look at the superficial of the man, not really the man. All right? So there's more than the physical aspects of that man. And to really to understand and know his heart and how to win his heart is very important. So we're going to begin with, you know, when the heart chakra is open. It rules our emotional energy when it's open. You may experience a surge of emotions, some that may have been buried and others that you may have thought you dealt with. Now, these can make you feel a deep sense of loss. You may need to process emotions, especially any that you swept under the carpet. In the case of blockage, an active heart chakra, or you may suddenly have an emotional hangover, drained and overwhelmed by emotions from an overactive heart chakra. Now, when your heart chakra is open, this wave of emotions is likely to affect your physical body, too. You may feel heart or your chest pain, shortness of breath, or even palpitations as you allow yourself to feel once more. You may experience insomnia as you navigate these emotional roller coasters, which can deplete your immune system temporarily, making you prone to sickness. As always, these symptoms will pass, but the emotions will need to process. You must be kind to yourself and give yourself the space and the tools to process them, which in turn will help alleviate any physical discomfort. So, the goddess archetype, the lover. Now, the lover, the emphasis of the heart chakra, her mode of operating is to love, connect, and live from a heart-centered place. While many people think that the lover is all about sex, sensuality, and intimacy, the lover is actually about so much more than that. She perceives all over love, romantic, familiar, platonic, and divine. She seeks unity and connection among all beings, mirroring the oneness of the heart chakra. Now, the lover seeks to spread love and connection. She infuses every aspect of her life with love and its dedicated commitment and faithful relationships are her main purpose. And she is unafraid of expressing her emotions, seeing this as a essential part of the heart, centering living. The central and the bohemian, she is in love with love and in love with life. Now, the lover is a shining example of how to live with an open and flowing heart chakra, seeing the beauty in everyone and everything, and experiencing love in all forms and places. Now, in history, she was known to the Greeks as Aphrodite and to the Romans as Venus. She is revered in film, art, and literature as a seductress of sorts, but her persona extends far beyond sex and intimacy. Now, the lover, just like Venus, focused much of her energy on creating a beautiful life, one she can love and exalt, of ecstatic beauty, nature, and art. Now, the lover takes time to feel beautiful inside and out. Now, that's a powerful form of self-care. Now, not only for women, but also for men. And create beautiful environments wherever she goes. Now, each of us can turn to the lover as a role model for how to live from our heart chakra by taking on her loving traits. We can learn to love ourselves and others and live from a truly heart-centered place where we see beauty and experiences uplifting joy in day-to-day life and can enjoy better relationships of all kinds. Now, when a man's heart is truly open, and he really understands life, there is a calmness that comes over his mind. It's one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient efforts and self-control. Its presence is an indication of a ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the law and the operation of thought. Now, a man becomes calm in the measure that he understands himself as a thought-involving being. For such knowledge, necessity, and the understanding of others as the result of thought. And as he develops a right understanding, he sees more and more clearly the internal relations of things by the action of cause and effect. Now he sees too fuss and fume and worry and grieve and remain poised, steadfast and serene. Now the calm man, having learned how to govern himself, knows how to adapt himself to others. And they in turn reverence his spiritual strength and feel that they can learn of him and reply upon him. The most tranquil a man's become, the greater is his success, his influence, his power for good. Even the ordinary trader will find his business prosperity increases as he develops a greater self-control and quantitatively for people will always prefer to deal with a man whose demeanor is strong and equable. Now, the strong, calm man is always loved and revered. He is like a shadow, like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Now, who does not love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines or what change comes to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene, and calm. That exclusive poise of character, which we call serenity, is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowing of life, the fruitage of the soul. It is precious as wisdom, more to the desire than gold. Yeah, then fine gold. Now, how insignificant mere money seeking looks in comparison with a serene life, a life that dwells in the ocean of truth, beneath the waves, beyond the reach of the temporis, and the internal calm. Now, how many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that it is sweet, and before by explosive temper, who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. Whether the great majority of people do not ruin their lives and more their happiness by lack of self-control. Now, how few people we meet in life who are well-balanced, who have that exclusive poise, which is characteristic of the finished character. Yes, humanity surge with uncontrolled passion, a turbulence with ungoverned grief, is blown about by the anxiety and doubt. Only the wise man, only he whose thoughts are controlled or purified. Now it makes the winds and the storms of the soul obey him. Now the tempest-tossed soul, wherever ye may be, under whatever soul condition ye may live, now this is the ocean of life. The eyes of the blessedness are smiling, and the sunny shore of your ideal waking will come. Now keep your hands firmly upon the hymns of thought and the bark of your soul. Decline the commanding master. He does but sleep. You wake him. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto your heart, peace be still. You know, I always say, master your mind. When you master your mind, you master yourself. Is there any question, Miss Linda, before I go on to the next?
You know, I'm writing over here. No questions. I'm just jotting down, you know, self-control is strength. Calmness is power. and you have to master your mind. But there's a certain element or a certain ritual or a certain process you have to focus on in order to get there. Am I correct? And basically,
yep.
That would be going into, you have to understand with knowledge. You just can't see things and ignore, see things or don't look into them. And I like the idea of a calm, balanced man is calm. And everyone wants to work with that because they're more focused. I'm not hitting you here. It's not any questions. I'm just like following you back regarding that tranquility. It brings a smile to my face. You know, when I am in the presence of a tranquil man, because he makes you stop and think and really pay attention. You know, if he's tranquil, you need to get there too. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. No questions. Just letting you know I'm listening to you here.
All right. So now we're going to go into, you know, 9 ways of how to win a man's heart. So you guys grab your pens and paper. Now you want to get a pencil. So you might do some erasing. All right. So the very first one is be authentic and genuine. Mm-hmm. Know who you are and be confident in that. It's very important that you are confident in who you are. Okay? And this is attractive to your partner. It's assure him because he knows your identity won't come from him. Look your best. Take care of yourself, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, a well-rounded woman takes care of all parts of her life. So she is well-rounded and healthy. Now, hopefully, your husband isn't shallow, you know, because, you know, you want your husband to be able to be, you know, well-rounded as well. Okay. Internal music and beauty is a part, but it's fleeting at times. This isn't about looking like a supermodel. It's about bringing your best self into your marriage. It's not always about how you dress and how you look. It's that inner self, right? Confidence, a confident woman draws a man's heart. He attracts to your internal and external beauty. So be authentic. You embrace your quirkiness. It's probably why he fell in love with you. From the beginning, the woman he wants to value, she holds fast to them and won't surrender them for anyone. Now, he loves that she has these convictions and a person doesn't move her off of them. So this is attractive to him. He admires that she is genuine, I'm sorry, and real. I don't know why I can't say that word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so number 2 is respect and honor who he is. He recognizes and appreciates the girl who fully embraces her femininity. She sees it as a strength and does. She shows respect to her husband and admire what he does and the way he carries himself. She notices the way he treats people and compliments him on these qualities. He faced life up because he didn't even recognize his quiet confidence and kindness towards people was something she honored and respect about him. Now, he, in turn, responds with an open heart because she is noticing little things about him. She respects how patient he is in difficult situations and with people. She recognizes his work is important to him and acknowledges it to him. She admires what motivates him to do what he does. She is genuinely interested in his work. Now, your acknowledgement and respect about who he is and how he responds towards people make him feel honored. Number three, support and encourage him. Find out what he loves and what he is into and support him in it. Go with him to the charity things he loves and help him to do it. Encourage him to live his dream and fully enjoy his life. Point out the talents you see he has. Now notice if something bothers him in a work situation and speak words that are uplifting and breathe life into his soul. Help him see his strength. Now sandwich your concerns or things that trouble you in between the things you notice he does well. Number four, let yourself be vulnerable. Allow him in, make room in your heart, and allow him to see something that frightened you or even hurt you in your past. This builds intimacy and trust. You're allowing him to see you, giving him access to your heart, even as you are pushing him. This is a sacred place and can be turned into a shared space as you both learn be vulnerable together. Now, more bonding starts happening as you trust each other enough to talk about the things you sacred and the things that hurt you. Number five, connect to his family. Now, if he comes from a healthy family, it could be key for him. Family matters. Family functions. Don't avoid his family. Try to be engaging, even if it's awkward. Be warm and considerate towards them when you are with the family. No fake, be genuinely, be engaging, and be interested in their lives. For goodness sake, lose your phone. Mm-hmm. Don't be on your tablet, on your phone, while engaging with his family. Nothing is a turnoff like someone selfishly strolling through Instagram looking bored because you whip someone's family. Now, that's very, you know, respectful. That would not win his heart or your extended family. Now, if you have in-laws problems, you know, that's something that you and your partner have to work out with, right? Because nobody's family is perfect. There's always some drama in somebody's family. But it's always it's the way that you and your partner have to work out on how to deal with it. Not avoid it, but how to, you know, deal with it. When you get in the company of that individual, you know how to respond, right? Number six, control your emotions in a mature way. Nobody likes drama. Your spouse will get burnt out if you're a drama queen, right? It takes a lot of emotional energy to deal with drama. A wise man will sniff it out, and it will not win his heart if you cannot control your emotions. You can have emotions, but they don't have you. As adults, we can walk in self-control, which is another sign of confidence. The person who can walk in self-control usually can control all aspects of their life. Now, he will want to know if he is getting the same person on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He knows you have hormones and given grace, but he is not going to hang around the house much if you're a basket case. So don't become a thought lover for your spouse. You're moody and difficult. Ladies, control their emotions. Girls are dictated by them. Big difference. He wants his wife to be a lady, not a little girl. Number 7, be a kind-hearted girl. Are you a giver? Do you have a big heart? Do you live unselfishly and tend to consider others often? Are you quick to forgive petty offense? Or do you tend to get offended easily over petty things? Now, communication is clear. You have to have clear communication. Manipulating can happen when you aren't clear. Say what you need and want. He will be attracted to your honesty. Now, if he sees your gentleness and mercy towards other people, he will be attracted to your tenderness, kindness. Is sexually attractive to a man and a woman. Now, having a kind heart, kind-hearted wife, or honesty about things that affect your marriage, they don't harbor bitterness or hold on offense. They win his heart by communicating and clarifying what they need to and what they desire. Now, they don't make things, make him guess. They don't make him guess. Man can't read your mind. They don't hold things against their husband. They win his heart by being kind, gentle, and loving. Number 9, generally serve him. I know it. What doesn't love the smell of home cooking food? Man loves to eat, right? They love the small things. Now, the small things are actually it's the big things. Now, take you out of the middle. It's not about you. It's about putting him in the middle and loving him well. Now, when you can actually love him well, you'll be amazing. Because the focus is not always about you. It's about how you guys can love each other and respect each other and know each other's love language. I think that would be my next topic, love language.
Love language. I like that topic.
Yes. So consider things done specifically for him, carrying big dividends. He feels genuine care and love through every act of your service you do to touch his heart. Now do it with a pure heart, and you will have a wide opening to his heart. Then, like I said out earlier, find out his love language. Target the primary way he loves, he feels loved, and be intentional about doing it. Thousands of marriage. You know, when you know your partner's love language, it helps you guys to understand each other. And then it makes it more fun. Number nine, have a purpose of your own.
How what?
You know, I always tell my clients, what is your purpose in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is your purpose? Mm-hmm. You know, because we are, you know, there are some women out there looking for the man to be the looking father figure, right? Mm-hmm. But what is your true purpose in the relationship? It's very important. Because there's nothing worse than a man dealing with a bored wife who looks to him for the ultimate satisfaction in every part of her life. She needs a career, a group of friends, a hobby. He has a career and a vision. So that means that your husband cannot be everything to you. You guys are two but one. Mm-hmm. Or you guys one but two. All right?
You say two but one, but one but two.
Yes.
It's either or.
Even though you guys, you know, once you get married, you become one, but you are two individuals
mm-hmm.
that have your own separate goals, your own separate friends, your own hobbies, your own careers, your own vision. You know, you have your own separate lives. But you guys come together at one on making decisions on your goals and your desires for your relationship and your family. So now, he hopes you have something too, so he can focus on his work and doesn't feel the pressure to make you happy.
Right.
You're not in a relationship for your partner to make you happy. Because that will become a draining relationship. It will become a needy relationship.
Yes. Boring, drainy, argumentative.
Right.
I'm laughing.
So he wants to make you happy, but if you don't have a purpose or something to occupy your time,
right,
you will ignore him. So if you need to go back to school, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Take what you do seriously. Set goals for yourself. He doesn't want you to be codependent.
Right.
You don't want a codependent relationship. Okay? He wants to see you pursue something you dream about also. He's attracted to your dreams because he also is motivated by his own. Most, but not all husbands are attracted to women who are motivated by something bigger than themselves. Now, wives, on the other hand, that serve a higher calling are busy and their lives are full with purpose or work. They don't have time to whine to their husband.
That's
me. I'm always busy. All right? So, with that being said, these aren't the only secrets there are to winning a man's heart, but there are some things that would lead you in that direction. Being mindful of them will not only win his heart, but will keep him your relationship. Will keep, you know, the heart open in the relationship. And I think the most important thing is, so a man can keep his heart open, is to be honest.
Right.
Communicating. So he doesn't shut down. You know, and I think, you know, when you're not honest in the relationship, then that's when that this trust comes in, mm-hmm. the disharmony comes in, and then the separation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though you're living in the same household, you can separate in the mind. And then there's nothing happening in the bedroom when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping in the same bed, but you're not touching each other. You're not feeling each other. There's no intimacy. There's no sex. There's no conversation. There's no pillow talk. So once that stops happening in the bedroom, then the relationship becomes estranged. So ladies, you know, and men, you know, it's very important that we keep the communication open so where each other is able to communicate their needs, their wants, and their desires. If something that went wrong that day, talk about it. Don't go to bed mad.
Right.
You know, smooth that out. You know, because the worst thing to do is have your wife to make you breakfast the next morning and it's all burnt up, right? Or you don't get breakfast at all.
Or you don't get any at all.
Right, or don't get any at all, right?
Be a box of cereal on the table.
Right, or they ban you from sex. You know, I think that's one of the worst things a man can go through is when their partner, you know, is banned from having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women use that weapon against men.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the terrible things they can do, because what women don't understand, when you do that, you're leaving an opening for an opportunity
mm-hmm.
for them to go out and find,
you're gonna find
someone
else
to sleep with. Right. You know, because men can go so long without having sex.
Yeah, he's going to find what he wants. I remember not to get in anybody's business, and I'm interrupting because, you know, when we get down there in that time, I got to put my little 2 cents in. When you said your topic is going to be love language, I'm going to contact my sister and brother-in-law. They've been together for 60 years. And I want to ask them, how many languages do they speak? Okay, because I was sniggling when you said it. I said, I'm going to call them and ask them, how many languages, love languages, do you guys speak? They've been together 60 years. They look alike, okay? And it's a beautiful thing to see couples that do that. But that, and I mean, you know, it didn't start off easy, and they probably forgot about all the stories. But it's just a beautiful thing to see that, and they crack up because every time they have a 10th anniversary, I'll be on their happy anniversary, and I say, wow, y'all been together 60 years. I cannot talk to nobody for 60 minutes, and I tell them that so they can laugh and sniggle, because I'm very, very proud of them, and when I'm around them, you know, it's such a joy watching them, right? And how they operate with each other. And it's so funny because my sister, all she has to do is say I. And before she get the won't out, the won't is there, okay? But it's not something that he's doing to cover up something. He's been that way ever since he's been with her. And sometimes men mess up. You know, they're going to mess up. So he kind of like messed up a while, and she was upset with him. And I say, don't worry about him. Do not worry about him, honey, because he's not going to even look at a woman in a magazine, okay? And she got the mm-hmm. kicked out of that. I said, yeah, well, you know, they do what they do. So they go out with the boys and, you know, they hang out or whatever. You know, you'll never get the full story, but don't worry about him because he won't even look at a woman in a magazine. That's 60 years of love. I say, dog, if I could just talk to somebody on the phone for 60 minutes, I'd be okay. And they just get a big kick out of it. But that's my way of letting them know, you know, I'm proud of them. You know, I said, you need to start a university. So I will call them, Stephanie, and ask them about their love language. I say, how many foreign mm-hmm. languages do y'all speak? What's your language? You know, I've seen a few, and, you know, sometimes it get a little mixed up and heated up in there. I don't want them bad words, but I want them give me a breakdown on it. But this has been very, how can I put it, very informative because it's everything that you talked about, you know, it moves from the heart because everything has to be heartfelt. But I do have a question. What about those who don't really know how to move from their heart? So if they don't know how to, what a heart is supposed to do, how can they recognize yours? So I know we don't have time to answer it this time, but that's another topic we can put down there. You know, we talk about heartfelt, we talk about, and you want people, you want to do everything from your heart, but what about individuals who don't recognize that because they never had to use their heart? I'll get it together, but it's...
Yeah.
It's a two-way
and that's true. Yeah, that's very true, Ms. Linda, because if an individual has been traumatized, been abused, been hurt for so many years and never experienced really true love,
mm-hmm.
and then once they started working on themselves and then men approach them, they don't know how to accept that approach because they used to have someone, you know, calling them out of their name, disrespecting
mm-hmm.
them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of women have pushed a lot of good men away
mm-hmm.
because of the fear of being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have not healed from the trauma
right.
that they have been through.
Well, I may make a suggestion. I know you got your outline where it is, but that's another one, that heart and that trauma. But it's some kind of way we got to bring that in because it keeps...
I'm doing a workshop. I'm doing 5 workshops.
Okay.
And the first one is going to be September the 17th, and this is with sex therapy.
Okay.
And it's, you know, for women that has been sexually trauma, right, and how to find love. And this is for women 50 and over, right?
Okay.
And how you can, so that's an event that I'm doing on the 17th, and every month there is an event that I'll be doing regarding sex, you know.
Okay,
women,
this event, is it going to be private or put out there? Is it within the workforce?
It's going to be virtual or hybrid. It's going to be hybrid. It's going to be in person and virtual.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I get that information? I know we're looking at the minutes here.
I'll send you the link.
Please do.
I'll send you the link. This will be September the 17th. Yes.
Okay. Send me the link, and I'll get it out there because I know it's going to be a good one. So send it and tell me, you know, how you want me, and I'll do my part over here. Just tell me, you know, the particulars of it, and I'll do that because that's a good one. And I know the other folders coming behind you is going to be good. And I'm not cutting you, but, you know, I'm watching this TikTok over here, and I know that we've got to do our 9 ways. So you said that your next topic is going to be the love language, right?
Yes.
The next week, okay, then I can call and I can get my information because that just tickled my heart when you said that. I said, I'm going to ask them, what is your love language to keep you together for 60 years, right? And, I'm going to do that. That should be pretty interesting. And they're beautiful people. They're kind of shy. They'll probably have to think about it a while. But I'll get it out of them. And then maybe I'll put a question out there if you'd like for me to further callers to call in and tell us tell us their love language. I'll do that also. So we'll have something to pull from you know, and throw my little pennies up in there. But on that note, listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and also The Healing of a Man's Heart, and we talked about the opening of the heart and the importance of the heart here. I post out a little bit in the summary, but I'd like for persons to listen in. You know, if I write everything, then they won't listen, and that's not the real deal here. And also, you'll be giving me the information about the workshop on sex therapy for September the 17th. And that workshop, it'll
correct,
be hybrid, and it'll be in person also. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, virtual, okay. And in person.
What day is September 17th? 15th? Is that on a Friday? Okay.
Friday.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so maybe we have to switch up, find it out Friday, and we all find that out, okay? Hook into the hybrid. Hook into the workshop. So we'll have something to think about and carry us through the next week. It sounds exciting. Stephanie, what would you like to tell us before you go? We didn't hit the opening of a man's heart, what it takes, dealing with that open and closed chakra. Give us a few words here.
All I want to say, listeners, be honest. I mean, honesty is the key to any open relationship. You know, being honest, being faithful, and, you know, and be able to communicate your truth. You know, don't lose self-control in the relationship.
Okay. Honest, faithful, being able to communicate, and do not lose self-control. The more tranquil you are, the more powerful power you carry. And on that note, Stephanie, we're going to tell you how much we love you. We're trying to be powerful and tranquil over here and get back, and I'm excited about this workshop. I will be contacting you, and thank you. Have a wonderful week. And this is Tell It Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes, and I know those pads are as full as mine because I have four pages over here. Stephanie, we love you, and please enjoy.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, and have a great evening. That means, everybody, Tell It Tuesday. You'll be that a earful.
Shadows as a child. You never know. get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.